President Biden's new, almost $2 trillion COVID relief package is set to include $1,400 stimulus checks to help families during the pandemic. Households could get $3,000 extra for children. But a new study from a Harvard-based research group argues those checks should only go to the lower-income families who need it most. John Friedman is the founding co-director of Opportunity Insights, the research group that conducted the study. Friedman, who teaches economics and public policy at Brown University, said the study's conclusions are based on what he learned from taking a close look at what people did with the last round of stimulus checks a month ago.
We found that low-income households that received these stimulus payments spent a good fraction of them right away. High-income households, in contrast, spent essentially none of the money, suggesting instead that they more saved that money rather than putting it to use in the economy.
So out of the study, you're recommending that the stimulus money coming up in this next round be limited to households making under about $75,000?
That's right. And we think the roughly $200 billion that would go to households above $75,000 a year would be better directed towards enhanced unemployment insurance or food support or rental support, speeding up the vaccination program, helping to get children back in school faster. So all of this together suggests that this money could be better spent towards that goal of supporting families and getting the economy back to speed.
Senator Bernie Sanders, the newly minted and powerful chair of the Senate Budget Committee, pushed back on this idea, not necessarily your study, but on the idea, saying it's unfair to limit it because it will impact working class people, especially if they have larger families.
So I agree with Senator Sanders that we need more balanced and equitable growth in this country. I agree that inequality has grown too fast. The question here, though, is how do we direct this money in order to best support the economy and getting the money in the hands of families with children who could use it most? And so the point is not that I don't think these families, you know, in a broad sense, could use more help. The point is that just handing out these stimulus checks, I don't think is the right way to do that.
But how do you know they won't spend it soon, even if they don't spend it immediately? I read your study and it says that households earning more than $78,000 a year will only spend $105 of $1,400 in stimulus checks if that's the money that's ultimately approved by Congress. So they bank some of it now and they spend some of it later. Why wouldn't that be okay? Why wouldn't that provide a similar economic benefit?
So the key thing is that we need more spending in the economy now when unemployment is so high and when so many businesses are suffering as a result of COVID. If people save the money, as many families are doing, there are record levels of savings in the U.S. right now, and then spend it over the summer when all of these restrictions are lifted and, fingers crossed, the public health situation is much improved, that's going to stimulate the economy at the wrong time. Households are already going to be spending an enormous amount when these restrictions lift over the summer. That's not, I think, an appropriate way to target stimulus payments.
John Friedman, founding co-director of the research group Opportunity Insights, professor of economics and public policy at Brown University. Thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much, Bob.